Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I had my story, but now I think I'm going to have to change it after I read it a little a step further. By the way, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel & Frankel injury attorney text line. Fair or foul, all the football shows that are coming out right now.
What do you mean?
Okay.
I'm lost.
I'm glad I'm about to tee you up. So we got the movie Him coming out in a couple weeks, where it's like a football horror story, which I'm kind of geeked about that movie. I'm not gonna lie. First of all, now Jordan Peele didn't direct it; he produced it. So we'll see how this whole thing. But it's got Marlon Wayans in it. So sign me up. It's kind of a wild looking flick. Then you've got that movie or the show that's gonna be on Apple, Chad Powers, where it's kind of, and I think they used the remember when Eli Manning put the makeup or the prosthetics or whatever the hell he put on his face and went out there and bald. And so they're using that as kind of the impetus for the show. And then there's another show that's about to start, that's about to come out, called Cocaine Quarterback, where the guy's essentially a former quarterback and now he's a drug kingpin.
Okay.
Like, is this where the worlds collide, where you looked at TV and you said to yourself, people love drugs and drug television shows. They love Narcos, which, honestly, I've never seen, but I've heard stories. And then we're going to take that concept or that backdrop and use it with a quarterback because everybody loves football. Boom, combine it and make it a cocaine quarterback. Fair or foul, the onslaught of football TV / movies that are coming out.
I say fair. You know, you got Jerry's documentary on top of that coming out. It's football season. It's the best way to get people geared up because it's not for us, Fred. These movies, this onslaught, we're going to be watching Cowboys. We're going to be watching NFL. We're watching Packers versus Commanders, no matter what, because we're junkies. We're addicted to this. We're nerds.
We are.
When it comes to the casual listener, when it comes to the casual follower of the game that maybe tunes into the fan once a week, that maybe works really hard, that when they're scrolling through Netflix, boom, football. Football, football. It gets their brain programmed to think about football. So then when it's on Sundays, when it's on Saturdays, when they're going throughout their work week. So I think it's for the casual, everyday American to get them back in football season because we are a football country.
I've got a question for you that we're going to ask here in just a second. But
teasing a question.
Nobody teases a question like your boy Freddie D does. Should we do the Mangini tease tonight, by the way?
We should do the Fan After Dark thongs.
Really? Go home. I'm sorry.
I've been on this. Fan After Dark thongs. You say we're the best. The merch.
Ooh.
So we're the best at teases.
Would you put the fad in the front, or would you put it on the G?
No, it's just our floating faces that's on the YouTube and Twitch. Mm.
Which one would be on the front and which one would be on the back?
No, we're both really small. We're all over the thumb.
I'll go either place.
Okay.
There's our face is probably on there 15 times. 7 and 7 split.
That's 14.
Sweet Willie C said is Fred Black based off of apparently they've spray painted my face.
You have to find out when you buy your thong. Huh? You have to find out when you buy your thong.
Yeah, you'll have to find
out. Telling you, we could be our own marketing team. Tell me the fatties wouldn't. Yeah, we are. Tell me the fatties wouldn't buy merch, a Fan After Dark thong.
Well, I'll tell you what, my boy Jason Williams, who does he does the Cowboys Sirius XM updates.
Also known as White Chocolate.
Also known as White Chocolate. Friend of the program, so I've got him listen. He's a fatty now. Texted me this afternoon, quote, "I like young guys," quote of the week.
Wow.
Wow. If you know, you know.
Did it make G-Bag of the Day today? Wow.
No. Kind of disappointed in that.
That's how much content we give, where they played a clip from our show yesterday.
Wasn't even the one we thought it was going to be.
Beauty of Dark After Fan.
Shout out to Dave Swavey, by the way. Shout out to Dave Swavey, friend of the program, friend of the station. He is a Tolo and then some, yep. By the way. So
get that coin.
Absolutely. And, of course, come on out to Guns N' Hoses on Saturday.
Who's going to be emceeing?
Fred will be wearing a suit.
That's all you need to hear, y'all should be there. Okay, someone said Bob would buy two of the thongs. Okay.
That's a poll right there. Were you here for the Bob fair or foul?
I was not.
Okay, that's a shame.
See, now the problem is I've had someone text in. They said, I saw Bob on your Instagram story. I was like, no, I have other friends other than Bob. Just because I post a friend doesn't mean it's Bob.
But that story will that story will live in infamy. When we were plotting the show,
I bet you 50% of the people listening right now have no idea who Bob is, and they're just confused in their car.
I would say 30%. I think definitely 70% of the people listening to the show right now. Just tell us. I'll tell you what. Let's do a quick sociology poll. Yay or nay if you know who Bob is.
I like that. I love sociology.
Okay, I'm a huge fan of sociology. Love it. The study of people. Why not? Real quick, is your girl big into football or no?
No, she actually texted me. What was it? She came over Friday night to watch the Chiefs and Chargers game.
Okay.
And then...
She asked, who's Pat Mahomes?
No, she did not ask that. She knew who Patrick Mahomes was. And then she came over Sunday to watch all-day football. By the way, Sunday was my inaugural day of the quad box with Red Zone experience.
Yeah.
Next level.
Okay.
Hit me with a text on Monday afternoon. I don't know if I can watch more football tonight. Babe,
wow!
This is Bears and Vikings. This is the game.
Oh, wait! Of all the days she couldn't watch,
because it's just an extra day. They don't. And no, that's not sliding your girlfriend. No, I said the same.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up! You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Thing at the time, it's just another day. Think about it. From the girl perspective, it's three straight days if I'm not really talking to you.
No, I'm ignoring you. I don't really want to hear anything you have to say. I don't want to answer your dumb questions. Yeah, like give me some more cheese dip.
That being said, she did pull through.
Oh, did she?
She pulled through. She was a trooper.
Yeah. Being a football girlfriend this time of year is probably tough sledding.
She was probably watching,
especially in our career.
Oh yeah,
she's probably watching more of my mental breakdown than the game, to be honest with you.
I bet.
Yeah. Okay.
Monday was rough for you.
It was a rough
day. I felt bad for you just watching the game.
It was a rough night, yeah. Because the team can never lose in a normal way. We can never lose by 25. It's always, 14-point lead.
Bob and new guy Jake are huge Bears fans, so I was just blowing up both their phones.
Yeah, you were.
In the group chat with us, and then just...
I was locked in only because I have Caleb Williams as my fantasy quarterback.
He got dropped from my bench after that game.
Blake, why did you never think to put me and Bob in a group chat?
I should do that.
Sounds
I don't
like
want to lose.
Idea.
I don't want to lose him.
Next thing you know, he'll be journaling about you. Okay,
we'll do that. We'll see who's the bigger Dub Bears fan. I got a question for the panel though.
Yeah.
Does and new guy Jake probably sit this one out? Does your girlfriend have to be a sports junkie?
No. Okay. She doesn't have to be a sports junkie, but she needs to understand the assignment. Okay? Because, look, I understand.
Do you want her giving you fantasy start sits before the game starts? Because I have a friend whose girlfriend is very into sports, and she will be like, hey, you should start this player and not start this player. And he knows what's going on, too. It's not like she's not teaching
him. I mean, is she doing the research?
She's on Twitter. She's watching NFL Insiders. You know, the whole nine.
Now, if you're just parroting what other people are saying.
Oh, no, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, they're in cover two shell right here. They're rolling down the safety.
No. And I don't need to hear her say all that.
But she's like, you should start Marvin Harrison.
I don't want to hear guys say that, to be honest with you.
I'll give you a quote. She said, you should, in week one, she said, I'm starting Marvin Harrison because they're playing the Saints, and the Saints are terrible.
I mean, I'm
intrigued. Would that turn you on or off?
Oh, it turned me on. Really? Take your shirt off.
What if she said something wrong, though? Hey, Tua's a really good quarterback, I think.
Take your shirt off.
Okay. Would that push you away?
It depends on how fervent
Bad ball knowledge, no ball knowledge. Same ball knowledge of you, more ball.
Well, what does she follow it up with? Like, is she being a smart ass?
No, she's being for real. She's like I think she was good.
Well, like, what is she? And I'm
Daniel Jones looked really good in week one, Blake. I think
that's not wrong though.
I think I think he's a top 10 quarterback in the league.
Like in the NFL?
In the NFL.
Wow. Okay. I mean, is that based off of his uniform? Like, what are we talking about here?
Like,
that's crazy.
Where do you want your girl's ball knowledge to be? 10 being Fred and Blake.
I honestly don't need it anywhere.
Okay. I need mine at a minimum three.
I'm not leaning on you for football. In fact, I'm okay with you not knowing anything about football. All I need you to do
is understand why I'm watching this game and to leave me alone.
Is respect. And I don't mind you asking questions.
I like questions.
I love questions.
I love teaching.
Okay? But at the same time, I also love the fact that, hey, if I'm watching the game and you decide, hey, I'm going to go retreat to the bedroom and watch my own show, and you're not taking it personally.
Oh,
like
that's
you're
the
not
best.
Leaving in a huff.
Oh, that's the best. That's a dream.
Oh, babe, hey, enjoy your game. I'm going to be, scrolling on TikTok for the next 3 hours or watching CSI.
Yeah.
Boom, done. Yeah. Cool. Hey.
That's perfect. I think
great.
I think most guys listening right now would or hoorahing if that happens.
You know, can I make you a sandwich before I
go? Wow, Fred, don't stoop that low.
You know what's been wrong?
Here we go.
We have bastardized the idea. There's nothing wrong.
Why can't you make the sandwich, Fred?
I will make my own sandwich, but if you want to make it for me, go for it. I'm not stopping you. In fact, I'd love you even more.
Did she offer? Did you tell her?
I would never tell her, go make me a sandwich. Maybe as a joke. Maybe as a joke.
Fred rings out single.
But, I mean,
coming from two single guys on a mic.
If you're walking by the kitchen on the way to the room, help us both out.
Wow.
Okay? You're going to grab a water, a drink.
What if she just throws you a water? That's good enough, right?
I don't need a water.
Wow.
But if you want to go ahead and pour me a glass of milk.
You want a milk and a sandwich? Are you six?
Who doesn't enjoy a good milk?
Milk sandwich and sit on the couch.
Fair foul. Milk and a sandwich while you're watching the game?
That's foul.
Really?
If you're sitting there drinking whole milk and eating a sandwich and then ignoring your girlfriend, that's foul.
She went to the room to go watch her television show.
She was going to the room and then you made her go make a U-turn.
It's not like I said, go make me a sandwich or else. I just playfully said, hey, you want to make me one? Great. If not, hey, no worries, babe.
I don't like the way you're treating me. I think you should realign your priorities and where I stand in those.
Well, then you don't act like they don't know what I'm about.
What are we dating for then?
I don't know. Let's talk at halftime.
Let's talk when the coaches is doing a little stand-up.
Let's talk at a two-minute warning, okay? This game's getting serious right now. That's Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. All right, 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. We're all about social experiments here on Fan After Dark. Coming up next, little Tolo's on the telephone. We don't normally do it. We're going to start incorporating it. We do it on a Saturday. We'll do it like, maybe on a Friday night or something like that. We want to incorporate it into a daily segment here on Fan After Dark because there's nobody more important to us than you guys and gals. Okay, so it's a three-prong effect. You got three things, and again, don't ask us how we're doing. That's rule number one. It told us on the telephone. Do not ask how we're doing. Okay,
you can ask me.
We're doing great. Okay, we're doing radio.
I may not be doing great.
You know what? He's fine. Three things you can comment on. You got about 45 seconds to do it. Cowboys, Mavs, Rangers. All right, drop it like it's hot. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.